my mind, you just wake up and go rake.
I think the Angels are actually somehow going to be better than they were last year without Shohei.
This is a crucial year for Mike Trout. Crucial year. If he has another, you know, injury filled or he doesn't.
I think Trouty has a big year. I think we see him play 135, 140 games. I think we see him back in the MVP talks.
Follow at Wake and Rake Pod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Here's Danny and Will.
We're shooting from the hip today, baby. Bold predictions. This is way, way too early, people. Okay, we are in January. We do not know what the rosters are looking like.
A lot of rosters have a lot of movement to make. But
it is 2024 now, and so we want to do our New Year's resolution still. And I know we're a little tardy for that, but hey, here we are. So, bold predictions. We're shooting straight from the hip today, Brooksy. We're kind of looking ahead. But with every bold prediction, though, there's always like a little bit of truth to it. Like there's always a little bit of reason. You're not just pulling things straight from your ass. There's always a reason behind some of these like bold hot things, right?
For sure.
And teams. Let's talk teams to start. All right.
This is all purely like you said, just pulling out of thin air based off of just like surface level knowledge of these teams and what they have right now based off of last year, signings they've made to this point. Do you just want to go through divisions, say who you think's going to win it? And then we can get to some.
No, I don't want to. Do you have division predictions?
I can.
Do you? I do not.
This could be wrong. I mean, we don't have to go super in depth. Like, who do you think wins the AL East?
Okay, from the top of my head, I think we
can agree on this.
The Yankees.
I just spit all over myself because you said that. The Yankees? I don't believe in the Yankees. Why? Because they got Soto?
Yeah.
So they'll win the division because Soto's
there. I also refuse to believe that Carlos Rodon fell off a cliff.
Man, I don't know. We'll see.
This is bold predictions, Brooksy.
You're right. I'm going to go with the young guns. I'm sticking with Baltimore after what they did last year. They're just going to be better.
Maybe if Baltimore spent a little bit of money in the offseason, I'd like them better.
Oh, you know what? Yankees, it's going to be close between Baltimore and New York. I still like Baltimore. I think Craig Kimbrell does just fine stepping in for Batista this year since he has Tommy John. I think Baltimore's going to be really good. I agree. I like that young core. I just hate
what the front office is doing.
Yeah, like, it's weird, right?
Like, do something. This is two straight years now. So a year and a half ago,
there's still a lot of teams that have to make a lot of moves. I think it's also early to say, like, why didn't they do anything? Well, they weren't going to sign Yamamoto. They weren't going to sign Ohtani. Like, there's still a lot of big names out there.
I haven't really.
So we can't say, oh, they haven't. They're not going to do anything. We don't know that yet.
I have a really interesting story on.
And I like Baltimore's rotation as it is.
Peter Angelos, Orioles owner.
Yeah.
So I have a coworker who used to work for the Baltimore Orioles. I think he was maybe in the marketing department or something like that. And Peter Angelos is not super well-liked across the league for the most part. Doesn't really spend a whole lot of money, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And from what I understand, he's not the most well-liked amongst his peers either. One story I have is that coworker of mine, who I won't share his name just for anonymity reasons. Every single game, Peter Angelos had a dog, a very, very yappy, annoying dog. And in the offices while the games were going on, he would lock this dog in his office for the entirety of the game. He'd go watch the game in his suite. And the rest of the workers who were still working in the offices had to deal with this dog that was just yapping away for 3 hours every single night, every single home game at Camden Yards. And then when the game was over, Angelos would come back, grab his dog, and be on his way. Wouldn't say anything to anybody. It is his office. He's the owner of the team. But that's just one of the many reasons why he's not the most well-respected amongst peers. That's all. So maybe that's why he's not signing Blake Snell, because he should be. He absolutely should be going after some of these big, because when you have a roster like that, this is the Baltimore Orioles have something that probably no other team in baseball has, and that is a core that is not going to become a free agent for another 3 years.
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. And yet they're not doing – so you have this realm of possibility of spending money, and they're not doing anything. Like, this is like having a quarterback in the NFL on a rookie contract. You have 5 years when you have a rookie quarterback. You have 5 years, right, until they hit free agency.
Right.
This is as if an NFL team has a rookie super stud Patrick Mahomes quarterback, and they're not doing anything in the offseason.
So I'm looking, like, at their rotation right now.
Rant over.
Kyle Bradish, Grayson Rodriguez, John Means, Dean Kramer, and Cole Irvin. I could see maybe one of those guys getting pushed out, and that would be probably Cole Irvin. But, like, those other guys are really good. Like, they're not your household superstar names, but they're really good. John Means came off Tommy John last year and was still really good. So I do agree they should add, like, it's an optics thing too. Like, even if you just add, like, one guy that is, like, a stud, it's like your fan base goes, okay, all right. Like, they believe in this team. Like, they're going to go for it. Even though they do believe in that team and they are going to go for it and they won 100 games with this team. So, and I understand the thinking of the front office is like, why do we need to spend all that money if we won 100 plus games? Now, to counter that, you get to the postseason, you need experience. You need guys who have more than a year and a half of service time because they have played in those big games. Because otherwise, you're going to have to go through and build that experience with this team. And most of the time, you build experience through losing. So, could they add some more experience to their staff, to their roster? Yeah, of course they could. But they also have this young group, which you already stated, that can win. So I see both sides of it, but I do think if you add one or two names, sprinkle them in, it helps them out. They need that veteran voice in the clubhouse. But I got Baltimore in the AL East. So let's move on to the AL Central. And I think I know what you're going to say. So Minnesota won it last year with like 88 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit was nine or 10 games back. They had 78 wins. My bold prediction is Detroit is back and Detroit wins the Central this year.
I am in complete, I don't want to say agreement. I don't think they win the Central. I think Detroit is absolutely
like a playoff
fighting
team
for a playoff spot and most likely.
Well, if the Central is how it normally is, it's normally pretty weak. Now, with that said, I think Kansas City's a lot better. They've added.
I give them a lot of credit. That front office went and got Renfro. They've added to their starting rotation as well with Waka. I give them a lot of credit. I like what Kansas City's doing, but those are a lot of mid players.
Frankly. I think Bobby Witt Jr. is an all-star.
Bobby Witt's an absolute superstar.
Like how much you have left of Salvador Perez. I think getting Vinny Pasquantino, is that how you say the last name?
That's huge. Yeah.
Getting him back after his shoulder surgery, like he's going to be a good bat. They got Hunter Renfro, like you said. But I think the five through nine in the lineup, or we'll say six through nine, the last four guys like need a little help. I'm trying to pull up their rotation. So Cole Reagans is going to be really good. Michael Walker is at number two. Seth Lugo at number three. Brady Singer and then Jordan Lyles. So they're this team's a lot better. I think their bullpen needs a lot of help though, because they lost Scott Barlow,
mm-hmm.
right? They lost. Who else did they lose? Well, they traded Barlow last year.
Yeah,
at the deadline, but they don't really have like anybody in their bullpen that you're like.
They had Aroldis too at one point.
They got Will Smith actually.
He did get Will Smith,
and that means they're going to win the World Series.
You're right.
Oh, there you go. There's my pick.
He's won three straight.
They're much better. They're much more competitive. I don't think the Central is going to be as weak as it has been, but I think the Tigers can surprise some people. I think their offense needs a little bit of help, but they're like scrappy. They're like a scrappy bunch. So, like, I really like AJ Hinch too. I think he coaches guys the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I believe in the Tigers this year. I'm not sitting here saying they're going to like a World Series contender, but I think they can be within arm's length of winning that division. And for the bold part of this, we'll say Tigers win the Central.
How about this for you then?
Okay.
Javi Baez is an all-star in 2024.
Ooh, said bold. That's beyond bold, right? I mean, I would love to see him bounce back because he's one of the most exciting players in baseball when he's good.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs more fans. Like, he needs to be on a team where it's like in the mix for him to be himself. When they're losing and you're playing games, it's 40 degrees in Detroit and there's 57 people in the stands, he doesn't react well to that.
Yeah.
He's like a big moment player, like WBC, World Series with the Cubs, like Wrigley packed out on a Saturday afternoon with the crazies and the out. Like, that's his atmosphere. He is lacking that in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a big part of that. Because it's still in there. You don't just, it's not like Space Jam, like the monster, you know, take all the power out of them, you know, like, I don't know. It's in there. I just feel like there's a lack of focus because he needs more. He needs something to feed off of.
I think with free swingers like that, and Javi Baez is the definition of a free swinger. They're so inconsistent that they're consistent. In other words, when they're going bad, everything just goes off the rails. But if something happens to go his way, it starts to snowball. So, for example, in 2020, everything bad that could happen happened. He hit 203. He had an OPS of 599. And granted, it was a condensed 2020 season. But then he bounced back, Brooksy. The next year, he went and hit 31 homers, 87 ribbies, and OPS up over 800. So
I'm curious to see where he was hitting in the lineup. Because if you look at Fangraphs, they have him in the 8 hole.
You mean in Chicago in 2020?
I just mean, well, yeah. He was hitting like 2, right?
To start the season, this is opening day, he was hitting in the 3 hole.
3.
To end the season.
What helps with free swingers? Protection in the lineup, because they're not just going to spin you a bunch of bullshit because they don't want to walk you.
Yeah.
Right?
And that doesn't pose well for him who swings at everything.
Right. So, like, if he's hitting in the 8 hole and Jake Rogers is hitting behind him, the catcher, they don't care if they walk you, right? But if you're hitting between Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson or Kerry Carpenter or Mark Canna, like, maybe you get more pitches to hit. So maybe AJ Hinch thinks, like, maybe I put him between those guys in the lineup to get him better pitches to hit, get him more fastballs, or if they are breaking balls, in the zone. Because if you throw it in the zone, like, if you throw it in his bat path, you're not going to get it back. We know that. But, like, they don't have to give him anything to hit at the bottom of the lineup. So I think that'd be really smart with AJ Hinch. Like, take a chance with him at the top of the lineup for the first month of the season. See what happens.
Forgot they got Mark Canna. That's a good pickup. That's a good pickup for a young roster right there.
Oh, for sure.
Do not forget about Casey Mize either.
That's an on-base percentage guy, too.
Casey Mize is coming back from Tommy John surgery. He's their former either number one or number two overall pick from a few years back. Mm-hmm. He's going to be back. So their rotation's looking nice. All right. Well, move on from the Tigers. What else you got?
We go west. I think Texas is in line to have a real chance to repeat, right? So,
division champions or as World Series champions or both? Probably both.
I think they have the opportunity to do both. I mean, this team is really good.
Yeah.
Still. I think Evan Carter has a chance to be a superstar. I have him. It's a toss-up between him and Jackson Holliday for Rookie of the Year. I think Carter's still considered a rookie. He only played like 22 games, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yep. That's right.
Texas is good. I like Texas. I mean, it's pretty simple. I think the Angels are actually somehow going to be better than they were last year without Shohei.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's not crazy to think about, because I think they have a little bit of a monkey on their back in that they want to try and prove to people that they weren't just Shohei. And this is a crucial year for Mike Trout. Crucial year. If he has another, you know, injury filled or he doesn't
I think,
really
I think Trouty,
years,
I think but, Trouty has a big year. I think we see him play 135, 140 games. I think we see him back in the MVP talks. He's like, I put down a list of, let's see, five or six guys who I think will be in MVP talks. At the very top of that is Corey Seager, while we're talking about the Texas Rangers. Yordan Alvarez, obviously in Houston, who I think if he's healthy, he's one of the best hitters in the entire game. Juan Soto, now that he's in New York. Mike Trout is on that list. Julio Rodriguez. And then I think Bo Bichette
really
has a really big year. Yeah. I mean, he hit for a high average. And then you start adding him, you know, some pop back in there. You have him healthy. I don't know. I like Bo Bichette. He's towards the end of that list of MVPs for me. But I think Corey Seager has a really good chance. And I think Yordan Alvarez has a really good chance to win MVP.
I made this argument on X, otherwise known as Twitter, a couple weeks back. Somebody shared some video of Barry Bonds. And I'm like, you know, I find it really interesting. I've never heard anybody ever compare a current player to Barry Bonds. I've never heard, oh, he's the next Bonds.
No. Nope.
Oh, he swings just like Bonds. Except somebody did reply and said that they have, and this was just a fan. But still, he said, I've actually compared Yordan to Bonds. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to compare anybody to Bonds, but if we have to choose a player to compare to Barry Bonds, it would probably be Yordan Alvarez, right? Left-hander, power swing, short, compact, to the ball, just pure hitter.
I agree with all
if
those
you have
things.
To
Yordan,
choose
I just
one,
don't think I can. I don't think I'll ever. I'll never compare anyone and say like that's like Barry Bonds. Like I just,
yeah.
I don't think I can.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Amen to that. Okay, hold on to your seat here. Pittsburgh Pirates will make the playoffs next year.
I mean, with the expanded structure, yeah. You know what? You know who I was thinking so well. I was thinking NL Rookie of the Year. I had two guys. I had Yamamoto and I had Paul Skenes.
I don't know if Skenes is going to be on the roster come up.
I don't know. I kind of hope he is.
You had Yamamoto. That's not, I don't think it's fair for these Japanese players to be qualified as rookies.
Rules are rules.
There are rules, but I don't think it's fair that a 30-year-old man, actually, Yamamoto is still young. He's 25.
He's 25.
He's 25. Yeah, that's true.
You know what's insane is he has three MVPs.
Nah, this gets convoluted too. I was going to say, I think if you're over the age of 25, you shouldn't be qualified for Rookie of the Year. But that's not fair to late bloomers, right?
Or if a guy's a senior in college and gets drafted at 22.
There's got to be a workaround with that. I don't think it's right that Japanese players are coming over and getting Rookie of the Year at what?
Do you think Shohei can... Does he like what? I haven't seen odds like betting odds on MVP. Like, is he still Acuna's got to be leading that? Like, the betting odds. I mean, my list is obviously it's Shohei, it's Bryce Harper, I think has a big year. Ronald Acuna Jr. and Fernando Tatis Jr. are like my guys who I think Tatis has a massive year.
I think Tatis is going to have a monster year.
Yeah, me too.
So, right now, the favorite for MVP in the American League. Both Yankees, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, 1-2.
That's insane.
Then it goes Corey Seager, Yordan Alvarez at fourth, Kyle Tucker at fifth, Julio Rodriguez sixth. Mike Trout is seventh. American League MVP odds. Over to the National League. Acuna is favored. Mookie Betts is second.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani is tied for second with Mookie.
That's insane. In both leagues, you got Judge and Soto, and you got Betts. Well, Freeman's got to be in the mix too.
Freeman is fifth. So it goes
three guys in the top five.
Yeah, it goes Harper's in between there. So it goes Acuna, Betts, Ohtani, Harper, Freeman, Tatis is next. I think Tatis
is a very good preseason.
If you're looking to put money and try and win some money,
what's
Tatis,
what is it plus what 800
1400?
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
What about Corbin Carroll at plus 1800?
I don't think he wins MVP.
He's got that same Ronald Acuna stat padding ability though. You know, 45 bombs, 60 stolen bases.
How many homers did he hit last year?
25.
Okay. So you think he's going to hit 20 more than that?
Maybe. No, sure. In Arizona?
He played there last year, too.
I know. But he's getting stronger.
The ball doesn't fly there like it used to, dude. The humidor changed that. I wonder if Melky just heard my dog barking.
Did you hear my dog? It's the gardeners outside. Hey.
Oh. Jeez, man. You're rich. You have people working on your yard for you?
HOA. Yeah, I paid $200 a month. They better be fucking working CBS on my yard.
Breaking you off, huh?
I know. Tatis plus 1,400, dude. That's
okay. I got a divisional. Okay, NL East.
Ooh, I might go get my wallet right now and put some money on Tatis to win MVP.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Who wins the NL East off the top of your head? I like Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't think Philly cares as much to win the division.
Doesn't matter. I mean, yeah. You don't have to.
Atlanta.
Okay, that's easy. I like Atlanta. Now, the Central. What do you got on the Reds?
National League Central.
What do you got on the Cincinnati Reds?
I think of them a lot like I look at the
Tigers.
No, the Orioles.
What? The Orioles won 106 games last year.
Right? I know. But they have a young core.
Stop it.
They have a young core that's very promising. Now, what are you going to do with the money that you have now have available to you now that you don't have Joey Votto? Right?
No, I'm with you.
And they added Frankie Montas, which is a nice addition. Could be. You know, we don't know. He's coming off of major, major surgeries.
They added Nick Martinez, too. He's probably going to be there 4 or 5.
Nick Martinez is an absolute Swiss Army knife. He's one of the more underrated players.
I played with him
players.
In Texas. I played with him in AAA when I was with Texas and in the big leagues in Texas. He is great. I love him. But just looking at Cincinnati's lineup, it doesn't – it's like, okay, like they're scrappy. It kind of like Detroit. Like, okay, there's some guys that can do some stuff, but like, meh. So does St. Louis win the Central?
No.
Who wins it? Not Milwaukee. Don't you dare say Milwaukee.
No, Milwaukee. I could see Milwaukee clean house this year.
Well, I need to see more from the Cubs to be. I think that's going to be a weak division.
Yeah.
I think Cincinnati can be in the mix.
Pittsburgh.
No, I get Pittsburgh too, but I just don't.
Brian Hayes showed some pop last year, which is what we've been waiting to see.
Why did you boo-boo St. Louis? Like, they have a good roster.
I don't think Lance Lynn. I think Sonny Gray a great pickup, but I don't think Lance Lynn
isn't your headline starter. He's a guy to eat innings, so your bullpen doesn't get destroyed.
I think their rotation is still not great.
Right. So, but name a better one in the division.
At this point, right now, Milwaukee has a better starting rotation.
Why? Because they have Corbin Burns right now.
Yeah, and they have Freddie Peralta.
I like Freddie Peralta. I'm looking at guys to. Yeah, but man, I don't know. I just don't feel like Milwaukee's got it, man. Their offense stinks.
The biggest thing with Pittsburgh for me, and this is shooting from the hip bold predictions episode. I don't know if Pittsburgh has enough pitching to win a division, but I do think with these young kids coming along, and maybe Paul Skeens, as you mentioned earlier, if Paul Skeens is able to fill a spot in that rotation. I think Pittsburgh's fighting for a spot, man. I think they're going to get O'Neill Cruz back. Huge.
Yeah. I'm going to St. Louis in Central.
St. Louis. I'm not saying it's awful.
And I think Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are in a fight for second in that division and a wild card spot.
Yeah.
Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee stinks this year.
I think Milwaukee can go two ways.
I think the four teams, but I don't know if there's going to be one team that just sucks and is way below everyone. I think there's going to be St. Louis, and then 7 or 8 games below them is the rest of the division, relatively close in record. And I think St. Louis wins 91, 92 games. And I think the rest of the division is between 76 and 85 wins.
Do you want Cy Young odds?
Let me see what I wrote down for Cy Young. I have Yamamoto, I have Max Fried, I have Freddie Peralta and Walker Buehler.
Interesting, you had Freddie Peralta.
Mm-hmm.
Walker Buehler's not gonna rack up enough innings.
Oh no, we don't know that.
Yamamoto is a horse.
Walker Buehler gave himself extra time by not coming back. He could have come back in the postseason last year, but he didn't.
That's true.
So he's got a full offseason to ramp. I think he'll be fine. He's got a brand new elbow.
National League Cy Young odds leaders. Spencer Strider, plus 550. Zach Wheeler, plus 850. Logan Webb, plus 1,000. Corbin Burns, Zach Gallen, Max Fried, Kode Senga. Watch out for Kode Senga. He's looking at his strikeout percentages and his ability to miss barrels.
So they don't think Yamamoto's even going to sniff it.
He's 10th, plus 1,600.
Ridiculous to me.
Actually, he's tied for 8th. I'm sorry. He's tied for 8th, plus 1,600, depending on which odds you're looking at here. I think Glasnow could have a chance too, honestly.
I think Walker Buehler has a really, really good year because there's all this focus on Yamamoto, and then, well, not Otani because he's not pitching this year, but I think Walker Buehler, if he can get his pants like one size bigger, he's gonna have a great year, like great year.
All right, I don't think we went over the West. That's the last couple divisions,
or
we
did. Dodgers. I think Arizona's good. I think Arizona is a playoff team. I don't know if the Padres make the playoffs.
Yeah,
I think they'll be in the mix for a wild card spot. But I think the Dodgers are just Dodgers win the division.
If Tatis is the MVP candidate that we think he can be, they can make the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, but one player. I mean,
no,
Mike
I know.
Mike Trout was that dude for a long time, and they didn't go to the playoffs. So,
but if you looked at the team last year, like when Tatis was rolling, the team was rolling. And then when Tatis would go on a little bit of a cold spell, the rest of the team would go on a cold spell. Like the team that Tatis is.
I mean, I get it. Like he's a spark plug, right? Like he's that dude who just like gets them going. I get that, but like.
Like when Soto came to San Diego, it's not that the fans didn't like Soto. I think they liked Soto, but they didn't embrace Soto the way that they have embraced Tatis saved this franchise. Like truly, like this franchise had been in the dumps for decades. All of a sudden, Tatis comes up. They make the playoffs. Man. They end the drought. Tatis is San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, they're, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in their lineup. Really good. Bogart, Tatis, Cronenworth, Machado, Kim. I can see Kim still being, like, on the trading block.
Their rotation is suspect.
Musgrove, Darvish, Michael King. Newly acquired in the Soto trade. Randy Vasquez and then Pedro Avila they have right now.
That's not going to be what it looks like. Not the last couple. But.
I mean, who?
They're going to look to sign somebody probably. Or trade for somebody.
They don't bring back Snell, right?
No, they can't afford him. Their payroll went from.
They're shedding money, yeah.
Their payroll has gone from number 2 in the league. And they're down to. Let's say it's 13th. So, yeah, they dropped a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Bold predictions. Is that all you got? What else do you have? I know you have a list. Laundry, I want to get to every single one of them before we log off here.
I don't know a whole lot. I think I had manager of the year for the AL. I had AJ Hinch because the Tigers make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
And then my other one was, I mean, very bold. David Bell, Reds, if they get to the playoffs. But that's them, like, winning the division.
Why do you do a little smirk every time you mention the Reds?
Because it's like, I don't believe it yet.
Is there a team that, like, you don't want to publicly announce your belief in yet, but you kind of have a little thing for?
I mean, I think that was the Tigers.
Tigers, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the Tigers. I really like AJ Hinch, and I like their pitching staff. I think Tarek Skubal gets Cy Young votes.
Does Trevor Bauer pitch in 2024 in Major League Baseball?
Oh, man.
I know.
My initial reaction is no. But I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a job. He had a really good year last year.
He did.
So, it's just, I mean, all... We don't have to get into the details. Obviously, like everyone knows his story. It's just if it's going to bring a lot of distraction to a franchise, to an organization. So it's like, do you want to deal with that?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think a big market team does that.
I'm not going to publicly announce this at all because I could get just completely shat on for it because it doesn't even make sense yet. But this is shooting from the hip, bold predictions. I won't make it a prediction, but don't be surprised if the move from Oakland to Las Vegas falls through. There's a lot of shadiness going on, and I know it already got approved by Major League Baseball owners. And I'm not saying they're going to stay in Oakland.
I don't even know where this is coming from.
So right now, they are still at a loss. They're looking for money to be able to move the team to Vegas, to build a stadium in Vegas. They don't have enough funds right now to complete the move. And yet it's been completely unanimously approved by Major League Baseball owners. But what I'm saying is, until those shovels hit the ground, don't be surprised if Vegas isn't the ultimate destination for the Oakland Athletics. Just don't be surprised. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Don't be surprised if some rich billionaire comes out of the weeds and says, hey, Nashville, I want him in Nashville. And Nashville swoops him up and Major League finds a way to do it.
Their AAA team was there for years.
Yeah.
When I played against Oakland and AAA, when they were in the PCL, they were in Nashville.
Just don't be surprised if in 2024 the Oakland A's have some weird things going on about relocation. Don't be surprised.
You got scoops right now. You got scoops.
I know people.
That's true.
Okay, go get your kids. They're probably like, Daddy. Yeah, Dad's abandoning me again.
Again? There's a reason we haven't been doing podcasts lately.
Wake and Rake podcast, people. Thank you for tuning in. Talk soon. Peace out.